to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Let's go to Mary, who loves this. Ever since she used to do this with Spike, she loves picking golfers.
I researched them, and I'm ready to go. Louis Oosthuizen.
It's a tradition unlike any other, including my fascination with burnt toast. You know, I have a laminated card with a picture of burnt toast in my wallet. You know the story, right?
Yes.
Jim Nance's wife gave him a picture of the burnt toast that he loves for breakfast every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he laminated it, puts it in his wallet when he goes to a diner on the road. He shows it to the waitress so she knows just how to burn his toast.
Mm-hmm. Not too light. Not too dark.
Okay, Captain Freaky.
And he gives his ties away, we found out the other night after the NCAA championship.
I remember when Nance was normal, do you?
I do. I never heard the tie thing before the other night.
See, you're thrown by the tie thing. I think the toast thing is over the edge for me.
Well, maybe.
Jim Nance will have the coverage, of course, at the Masters this weekend. And it gets underway tomorrow. So let's go to the picks. Beginning with my mom, I had my mom pick. Now, she's very busy at this hour of the day. She does the Pete McMurray show.
Oh, that's what she does? I thought she had, like, Mahjong and things like that to do.
She loves Pete.
Yeah, she's always loved Pete. And so I asked her to do the picks, and she doesn't text.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to text my my little sister to get the picks from her so then she could text me back.
Ah, got it. Okay.
Now, my sister doesn't like sports. So she had no idea what she was texting. She might as well have been texting ancient Latin. But all right, you ready, Jake? You're going to make a note of these. Okay? And by the way, you
are a
millennial.
Wait, time.
Yeah.
What happened to
How
this?
How do you already have a question?
Because you sent this elaborate message last night about...
I was trying to make it easier, and obviously it didn't work.
Are you kidding me? It was so confusing about how the picks were going to be. You said youngest to oldest. Now you're going with your mom first.
She's not here.
Well, I know, but... Okay, fine.
Adam Scott.
Already the rules are shot.
Adam
And poor Orion's not here to help me.
Here's the deal. Everybody picks three picks. You're stuck with your three picks for the entire tournament. If any of your three picks don't make the cut, their score is doubled after Friday. So you're stuck with a negative for the weekend as well. Total low score wins at the end of the tournament. You'll give me a fourth pick. The fourth pick will be the tiebreaker. How hard is that?
I don't know. You had all these numbers you were throwing down and this and that and...
So my mom picks Adam Scott, Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, and her tiebreaker is Justin Spieth, who isn't even a person.
Well, he's a combination of the other Justin guy. And
she probably meant Spieth.
The Jays.
Don't you think?
It was because my sister texted the answer. Who is it?
Who? Louis Oosthuizen.
So give her Justin Spieth. All right? All right, so let's go now with the texters, or I should say with the picks, starting with the youngest. And Jake, guess what? That's you, and you are a millennial. Who are your three?
I'm going to go with Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson.
Okay.
And my outlier will be Martin Keimer.
Okay, and your tiebreaker?
Didn't pick a tiebreaker. Forgot about that.
Well, go ahead and pick one now. We're waiting.
Justin Spieth.
Justin Spieth, you're also going with Justin Spieth?
We'll go with Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson is your tiebreaker. By the way, you can't pick the same tiebreaker. That's the only rule.
What?
Yeah, so if somebody has already called that player, they call them. Sandberg, you're next. Who are your three?
Brooks Koepka, Patrick
Reed,
Adam
Scott. You got like such a crush on Brooks Koepka.
Oh, I can't hear him.
He's just saying you got a crush on him, Mayor.
I said you have such a crush on Brooks Koepka.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know who he is.
He's a tall drink of water.
Good looking?
Brooks Koepka, and who else?
You want the whole list? Patrick Reed and Adam Scott.
And then who's your tiebreaker?
Justin Thomas.
Does he know Justin Spieth? Was he at the meeting?
I think so.
All right, fine. Andrea, you're next.
It's like taking candy from a baby. All right. If you don't want to give me the trophy just now, here are my picks. Spieth, okay. Justin Rose, and Day.
All right. And your tiebreaker?
Stenson.
Heinrich Stenson.
That's right.
Okay.
Candy from a baby, right?
Moving along the list. All right, are you ready, Mary?
Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
How exciting. Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler.
Adam Scott. Bubba Watson.
Good. Now, who helped you with those?
No one. I did this myself.
I doubt that. And your tiebreaker?
Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah, you
What's
did
wrong
it yourself.
With that?
Yeah, you did it yourself.
What?
You don't
Somebody
even know
said
Charlie
he was a
Hoffman
long
is.
Shot?
Charlie Hoffman, you thought Charlie Hoffman was an Allstate agent. You don't know who Charlie Hoffman
I
is.
I just think he's got a nice little name and we'll go. I was going to go with Louie again, but I can't say it, so forget it.
Moving on, John DeCoste, you're next.
I'm going to go with Ben Hogan.
No.
Gene Sarazen.
No, they have to actually be in
Pink
the
Floyd and Vic Tabak.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on. You always pick Vic Tabak. That's funny.
You actually have to go with people in the tournament.
Okay.
That's a new rule this year.
Mine are the same as Mary's.
No, you can't pick the same as Mary's.
Oh.
Well, you can actually pick the three, but you'll need a different tiebreaker.
Okay.
You want me to pick for you?
Yeah, would you?
Okay.
I'm going to write them down.
Nope, not fair.
Ben Hogan is not working?
Ben Hogan is dead. Okay. Who are your other picks?
How about Gentle Ben?
Gene Sarazen is dead.
Bobby
Jones. Gene Sarazen is dead?
Yes.
Okay, well, who doesn't tell me this stuff ahead of time?
Go with Tiger.
What about Pink Floyd? They're still
Pink
around,
Pink Floyd
right?
is not dead, but they're
Can
not,
I take the Pink Floyd,
Ray Floyd
tribute band?
Yeah, you probably are thinking Ray Floyd. That's a very good point. Here's what we're going to do for John.
Yeah.
Let's give John an international, a veteran American, and a young American. And for his tiebreaker, what's your favorite first name?
Vic Tabak.
No, favorite first name.
Bill.
Bill. Bill Haas.
Oh.
Bill Haas would be his tiebreaker. All right, moving on. Nice picks, John.
Thanks.
Solid. Good job. Good job by you. Dave Eddie, you're next.
Rory McIlroy.
Yes, familiar.
Bubba Watson. Uh-huh. Ricky Fowler. Adam Scott's my tie. Now, wait a minute. Bryson DeChambeau is my tiebreaker.
Really? I was going to go with him.
The Bryson DeChambeau? Mm-hmm.
They did a really cool piece on him on Golf Channel.
That's obviously where Dave got the name.
Yeah.
He didn't know who he was.
Did you see that?
He's amateur.
He is an amateur.
He's got a great name.
Okay. Now keep in mind, your tiebreaker. You want your tiebreaker DeChambeau. To make the cut.
Yeah, I believe he will.
All you're worried about is your tiebreaker, somebody that makes the cut. That's all you're hoping
for. I'm not worried about being tied.
Okay.
Oh.
Who's left on the list who hasn't picked? It's me and a listener. We'll do the listener pick off the air at 312-981-7200. So you guys take a listener off the air and then give me their name and tell me their picks. Here are mine. Jason Day. That's your winner, by the way. Jason Day will win. The hype is real. Rory McIlroy, if he's not hitting balls in people's yards on the back nine on Sunday. Justin Rose. Andrea's buddy.
That's right.
And, Mary, could you do the last pick for me? Is it Louis Oosthuizen?
Louis?
Mary, you do it.
Louis Oosthuizen.
Thank you very much. Louis Oosthuizen, the only golfer in the field whose last name won a spelling bee. Oosthuizen, use it in a sentence. Louis Oosthuizen. There you go. Those are our picks. And I got to say, not bad. Let me just give you guys a round of applause. That was not as big a train wreck as I feared it might be.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but we have a few more days to go.
That's right.
That's a good point. Wait till I start doing the scoring tomorrow.